You may be seated. Our text for this morning's message, as I indicated earlier, is from our epistle reading we read just a few moments ago, especially this part that reads, well, the whole thing, but how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, Paul, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Dear friends in Christ, I've always loved to read from when I was just about knee-high to a grasshopper. It's one of those things that I just have always loved to read. And there's two types of books that I love to read. One is mysteries and the other is science fiction. And I've always been, science fiction and fantasy. Probably my favorite book of all time is the Lord of the Rings trilogy, including The Hobbit. So those are, that's the stuff that I've always loved to read. But I remember in the fifth grade, I was introduced to a series of books, mysteries, about two brothers who went out and solved mysteries. Probably some of you have guessed it by now. Yes, it's the Hardy Boys. I love the Hardy Boys. I couldn't get enough of reading through the Hardy Boys mysteries. I think, when I was in the fifth grade, I was also kind of a helper in the library. I went through five of those mysteries a week until I finished all of them within, everything they had. And they had about 40 or 50 of them. Anyways, but the Hardy Boys were for young for a young reader, they were great. They actually contained very well-written and thoughtful portrayals of its main characters and their plots. And what made this, and of course all mystery series, so intriguing, was the process of attempting to solve the plot and understand the main point. There was always a dramatic revealing of the villain at the end of the episode, which oftentimes caught you by surprise. Now, for the human race, understanding the plan of God has always been that great struggle, that mystery. But now, at the right time, the great mystery God had kept hidden has been revealed to us in his Son. This is the message of Epiphany, that the mystery is revealed. Now, God the Father, of course, in the Old Testament, he used direct promises through the prophets. He used live action and movements to faraway lands by the patriarchs like Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, and Jacob. All of these people where, God would say, Abraham, I want you to go over here. And Abraham would go over there. Joseph is moved to Egypt. Then he brings Jacob is one of his sons. Joseph, yeah. Anyway, brings the family over as well. But he gives all kinds of visual aids and like the temple and its sacrifices to give clues to the ultimate mystery, the salvation of the human race, basically how this was going to happen. Excuse me. But for the rest of the world, the work and the will of the Father was still a mystery. They didn't see God's plan anywhere. And for a lot of people, the traditions and message of the Savior, they were mysteries that were hidden. So Paul says in our text, when you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations. So Paul says these mysteries are not made known to everybody else. Now this story, of course, is written by and carried out in the life of the Israelites and the Jewish people. In fact, the very promise of the Savior was directly connected to the genealogy of David. So any women of the line of David must have felt like, you know, many in our day who wait for the, maybe that huge lottery drawing or whatever, believing that they're going to be the one who wins the prize. To be part of the promise that had been, the promise of the Savior that was going to be fulfilled, well, it must have been the dream of every young Jewish woman, believing that she could be actually the main character in the mystery of the world's salvation. But of course, she very likely assumed that the salvation was only for the people of Israel. God's people, the Israelites, they're the ones who had all of the clues. And they assumed that salvation was forever to remain a mystery to all of the Gentiles, all the other nations. So if you think about stargazers in Babylon or Persia, well, forget about it. They're not going to get part of the mystery. How about ancients in India or China or Japan or Korea? No, it's not for them either. In the modern day, how about Americans of African descent? Absolutely not. The Hardy Boys? No way. Excuse me. Not unless they could trace their lineage back to Judah or Issachar or Zebulun or Naphtali. The real question is, where would you sit? Where would you and I sit? In the dark, clueless, is eternal life a total mystery to us? Well, this is getting kind of personal. And the stakes, of course, could not be any higher. So unlike mystery novels today, that somebody could actually figure out on their own, the story of Christ was guaranteed to remain a mystery up to the time that God himself revealed it. Even Paul, the chief apostle to the Gentiles, recounts in our text the importance of the mystery being revealed to him by the Father. The revelation wasn't necessarily a hidden reality. It was, you know, it was the revelation was something that had been spoken about and in many cases was just basically not believed. Humankind has taken the approach that basically, on our own, we can do great things. Think about that Old Testament story of the Tower of Babel. It reminds us clearly of this reality. In fact, the Father saw this so strongly that he confused the people with different languages in order to make it harder for them to communicate and in achieving their goals. And man, of course, try as he might, foolishly proud as he could be, has been failing ever since. So it's no mystery that humankind is desperately in need of the Savior and King. People have ignored the mysteries of God and his promises through the entirety of the Bible. But the plan of salvation, that plan hasn't changed at all from the very first time the Father made a promise to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The mystery was set in motion at that time when God said that women would have pain in childbirth and men would toil in the ground as punishment for sin. And then he made the promise. So just like all mysteries, the plot becomes clearer and clearer as time goes by, as you read on and read on. As the story unfolds, characters and people in the mystery emerge and they stand out. And in the case of the Father's great mystery throughout the pages of history, throughout the pages of Scripture, Jesus comes on the scene very late. But when he comes on the scene, he immediately becomes the leading actor and the main player in the plot of the world's story. Paul actually reminds us clearly that in Christ the Father has brought forth the clear the clear truth of his will, of his plan, which had been hidden for ages. Jesus has now come. And as the light of the world, he has broken through the darkness. So now Paul is an instrument of the Father. He is the instrument that the Father is using to communicate his message and to decode, if you will, his mystery to the world. The mystery isn't one that was forever supposed to be kept secret. It wasn't supposed to be secret. It wasn't something that the Father had intended for us to keep quiet about once the moment of revealing had been had happened. And Paul says, now is the time. When you read this, he says, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. And so what is this mystery? Just what is the mystery? And Paul tells us there right in verse 6, this mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. See, the message was formerly just a Jewish message. And it was one that was connected to your lineage, to your heritage, to your ancestry. Now what Paul is saying is he's making it very clear that the Gentiles are just as much a part of the gospel as the Jews. That Jesus is the centerpiece of salvation and that forgiveness of sins is for all people from now until eternity, from the beginning to the end. And this is the message of the Epiphany. That's why God put a star in the sky so that Gentile wise men could come and see and follow that star. This is why these men from Babylon or Persia or wherever, and to be honest, their real origins, they truly are a mystery. We don't know. And we don't know that there's three. We just assume because there's three gifts mentioned. We don't know that there's actually three. But that's why those men could come and worship the King of the Jews. Because God had now revealed that he wasn't only the King of the Jews. That's why Paul says, this grace was given to me, he's saying, to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord. In other words, there's not supposed to be any mystery about the world's Savior. The eternal plan of God is that all people should be saved through Jesus Christ, through his death and through his resurrection. All people, all sins are forgiven. The message and the revelation of the mystery of God is now unfolded and decoded so that we can have confidence and assurance that the word is true and that the message is no longer hidden as it was in past ages. So now Paul says, we have boldness. We have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. See, do you see where this puts us? We're no longer distant from God. We no longer have to go to the temple and sit in the court of the Gentiles, hoping that God would have mercy on us. We now have the assurance, we have access to the throne of grace through the reconciling blood of Christ. We have access to that throne of grace knowing that when we pray, he hears us for Jesus' sake. We have access to every blessing of our Father. And having access to this revealed mystery, now we're called to proclaim it, just like Paul was. The Father wants Jesus' story to be told and shared. We're asked by our Lord to share the good news so that all are saved by the grace of the eternal plan of God. All now have access to the Father through the Son, Jesus Christ. As the mystery of God becomes clear for the world, We, the very children of Christ, are called to proclaim it, to live it, and to declare the message of the gospel to all people. So just like Paul, we've been given clarity in the gospel, clarity in the message as God calls us to share with all generations, just like all generations and people. We're kind of like the wise men who came from afar to visit this mystery made flesh. We are actually able to see the mystery that's made known, that's been brought to light. The mystery has been revealed to you and to me that we might proclaim, live, and declare it. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is good news for those of us who call ourselves children of the Heavenly Father. In His name, amen and amen.